5:36, we're calling the meeting of the finance to order. Any questions or comments on the agenda, or is there a motion to accept it?
I'll move to accept the agenda.
Is second anywhere?
Second.
Tim, any further discussion about the agenda? Hearing none, call for a vote. All in favor of accepting the agenda as is, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Next, we need to elect a chairperson for the Finance Committee. Are there any nominations?
Do you need a reminder of who's on the committee?
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I'm just wondering. So it would be Terrell,
Greg,
Tim, Tina, Greg, Bobby, and Ed.
Terrell not coming?
She's not today. Traveling.
Okay.
Okay.
So there are three people not here that you could surely nominate if you choose.
Got enough on my plate. Thank you.
Raise my hand.
Yeah.
Go for it. Yes.
A nomination. Tina? Do I nominate myself?
I'll nominate Tina.
It feels so much better if somebody
else
does.
Yeah, I agree.
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor, say aye. Or, first of all, nominations are closed. Hearing no other ones. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Awesome.
All right. Well, thank you for all your work.
Welcome.
All right. Then we'll move on. Where are we at here? Electing the Finance Committee Chairperson. Okay. Number four, we're going to appointment of Union Negotiations Committee Member.
Technically, this is
so
the
Madam Chair, may
action.
I motion to nominate Tina to do that?
Right.
Wait, that's okay.
Yes.
I don't need a second or anything. It's my power, right?
Yeah.
To do
right.
That.
Like
normally, this would happen at a full board meeting, but
I
we
delayed it
because
I wanted to make sure people would say yes or no to it. So Tina is on with Ed.
Okay.
Does Ed have to be reappointed? Or?
I would imagine, yeah.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
Well, then I'm going to use my power again and put Ed on
just affirm.
Since that's my power.
And that will also include being involved with the compensation study discussions with the consultant. So we'll get you the invitation.
But you said they can make appointments and you know, they'll know what time they...
Yep,
you
know,
you
there's
kind
one
of pick
that's
and
coming
choose
up
and
soon.
Set
and
it up
we'll
so
have
it's not...
And then we'll have a closed session at the March meeting with the full board to talk.
Okay.
About negotiations, so
okay.
There'll be plenty of time to catch up.
Okay.
So, on to five.
So, the point number six, so number five, proposed White River Regional Library 2026 budget process guidelines. Have you all been able to take a look and read through those? Do you have any questions? I think they're straightforward. Are you going to present on it a little bit?
Yeah, I sure will.
Okay, thank you.
So this evening we're asking the Finance Committee to approve the 2026 budget guidelines. And this is our next step in our budgeting process. These are the same guidelines that the organization has been using in recent years. The next step in our timeline is to prepare and present to you in March a base budget. Some things to keep in mind is different from last year. Union contracts expire at the end of this year. So as presented here on page five, the base budget would include a wage base without any increases. So it would be the same as it is today in the 2025 budget. The other thing to keep in mind is that that legislative formula was changed for our state aid. So our revenue lines will be stronger and more secure because we will know what that number is. And it right now it's at 1.891 million, and that is excluding the inflationary adjustments that are unknown until every year. But at least we're within thousands of dollars instead of
hundreds of thousands of dollars,
right?
Yeah.
So that's good to know. So next steps in March would be that presentation of the base budget along with any department requests that are excluded from the budget as it stands today. So if anybody had any of those, they will be included at the March presentation for you guys to review. And so this evening is an opportunity for you to review these, ask any questions, and give us some guidelines if you want to see anything included in the base budget for March.
I would add, like, in past years when contracts have been expiring, we've done a variety of things. Some years we've put together the base budget with no wage increases, just as a comparison point. In other years, we've used the prior year's wage increases that had been negotiated and put that in as a comparison point. There's no real wrong way because we're not passing a base budget. We're using the base budget to show what the budget looks like if we do business the same way next year. So it's just knowing what's in the budget when that gets presented. And then the additional department budget requests would be approved and put on top of that. So, for example, last year we approved additional staffing for St. Michael. That was put on top of the base budget, and then that's what gets brought to the board in May for a preliminary look. So we try to do it piecemeal so you can kind of see what's being built into it. The other thing to know is we just got preliminary numbers on the signatory factor table. And it looks like the counties, if the budget stayed exactly the same in terms of county signatory contribution total, mm-hmm. So last year the counties gave a total of $7.4 million. If it stayed the same, Benton County would go up a little bit. Morrison and Sherburn would go down a little bit. Stearns and Todd would go up a little bit, and Wright would go down a little bit. So that's the starting point. The formula is wobbling.
Is it like a 1% or like how much percent up?
Todd's like got the highest increase of $5,400 with a flat budget, and that's a 1.562% increase just from a starting point. Yep. So, but I think the last couple of years, Todd went down in the formula, if I remember right.
Yep,
so.
Correct.
And Benton would be, you said that was the other one. That
a 0.826%, which is $4,365.
And what did you say was the percentage increase?
Right.
Right would go down 0.341%, which is just over $8,000.
What was that total that you had, the total?
Oh, the total signatory contributions right now, so all six counties added together, yep. $7,406,000.
What you contributed to the 2025 budget.
Okay, that's
true. And we'll have the factor table in its final form, mm-hmm. like just... Mm-hmm. Because Greg, this will be his first time through, just to give everybody a clear picture of what no change means, because no change is already a change. And well, you know, we did have some surplus funds last year. We'll have to make some decisions about how much reserve funding we want to continue to put in the budget, because it's still one-time money. But yeah, a lot of moving parts.
And do we factor in that we got labor negotiations?
Yeah, that's something that we would need to hear from you guys, how you want us to incorporate that into that base budget. Do you want it at a zero? Like, we're not even going to talk about wage increases right now. Do we want to just use what was last year, 2%, 1.5%?
2% and 1.5%, yes.
So mm-hmm. be like a 3.5% total is what we
Well, it's almost impossible to say you're going to have zero.
Right, but... It depends on what you want to look at, I guess.
Okay.
Well, knowing that we're, going into negotiations, so,
yeah. This is just, you know, the trouble is that we have to have the base budget done before we probably even start negotiations.
Probably. Yeah, the budget needs to be passed in full by August 1st.
Yeah.
And so that's really the July meeting. The counties need the numbers before you guys set your levies.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else, like St. Michael last year had the extra hours? There's nothing else you're injecting in there that you know of?
We haven't heard yet what the department budget request will be, because we haven't passed this part of the process. Mm-hmm. We've talked a little bit about maybe adding another floating assistant. We'll hear about how that experiment went later in the meeting today. Mm-hmm. It really kind of depends on, there's a lot of things that can happen between now and the end of the year. We'll have the comp study, we'll have union negotiations, and then there's turnover on top of it, and whatever happens state or federally. We receive zero direct federal funds, so our biggest risks are with our partners who do receive federal funds, which I would include the counties in that mix. Minutex is also an entity that receives direct federal funds, and they provide our e-library from Minnesota, which includes like Learning Express library database. This is something we used to subscribe to, and they pay for us. Interlibrary loan, which is the delivery, partially is funded through that. So, yeah, there's a lot of unknowns right now. But wages would be the one thing we, like, what number do you want us to put in there, I think, would be helpful.
I would think, I'm thinking like 1.5% just to have something in there, but not knowing where we're going to land ultimately, but something so it doesn't, I don't think I'd want it to be flat.
Yeah, probably something we could meet. Can we meet next month about that?
Need a number now, or?
We planned on bringing the base budget to the next finance meeting, which is scheduled on March 18th. We could push it out to April, but that means we have a little less. Yeah, everything gets tighter, but you can do it.
Or just keep it flat and know we have to work.
That's probably not really good to go back to your counties with.
Without some consideration for the negotiations.
No. Do we have to worry about the sick and safe?
Paid family leave is something that's up in the air. Yep. We'll have to start paying that in January one way or another.
Yep.
Well, if you don't have your labor negotiations settled by then, you know how that works.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So, I mean, we could just do last year's increases. That's an easy.
Yeah, maybe that's probably what I would lean towards. An easy start, yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just
it's a preliminary budget.
Right.
I
mean, right. Yeah, you're right about
there's
that.
There's things that we can continue.
Yeah,
we're going to work
or down.
On it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. We're going to work on it, and
yeah.
We'll work with the negotiations, too. So.
Yeah.
So just include those numbers from last year.
So
okay.
I guess we would need that actually approved then.
So action item?
Yeah. Yep. I'll make a motion to approve the proposed 2026 budget guidelines.
I'll second.
There's a motion, a second, and that is to include the previous.
Yeah, include whatever last year's
wage
increase was.
At this time.
Yep.
So we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Right.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes. Let's just say nay. Any nays? All right. Next meeting is March 18th, and there's no other items on the agenda, so I think we're